though, as quoted in the Sefer Schusa d'Avraham. Their approach is a very novel, a very interesting one, and according to what they say, destroying an Uber would be the same as Mitzvah Zera Lavatola. It is essentially of the same nature, which also is a big chiddush. Tshuvas Maharit, first and foremost, from all the sources that we quote tonight in two different tshuvas, Siman Tzadik Zion, once again a Siman Tzadik Tes, seems to indicate that the Isser of destroying the Ubar is merely the Isser of Choyvah Bechaveiroi, and it is not of the nature of Loisertzach at war. It is because the well-being of the mother that is involved, and therefore the Merit Paskins, if there is medical benefit to the mother, it is for her health, then terminating the life of a fetus would be permissible. That is Tshuvas Maharit Siman Tzadik Tes. The tshuva in Siman Tzadik Zion is somewhat contradictory. Rav Moshe deals at length with the tshuva of the Maharit. And even though being fully aware of what the Maharit likes, quite a lenient approach, Rav Moshe is still extremely machmir. Tshuvas Beis Shloima was one of the great halachic authorities 200 years ago. Rav Shloima Dermer from Skula, one of the great poskim in Galicia, and Choshe Mishpot Siman Kuf Lamed Beis, his tshuva comes to a similar conclusion as Tshuvas Maharit. It is the Isra of Choyvel Bechavayroi, and not beyond that. So up to now we gave four different opinions. The harsh opinion of the Tzafnes Paneach and the Igeres Moshe, the lenient opinion of the Maharit and Beis Shloima, dealing primarily with Choyvel Bechavayroi, the Noida Yehuda's approach, that the essence of the Yisrael is this Svora into itself, Mie Kemida, the Yisrael Shore of Al-Akim, also some Echroim that related to Oitzoa Zer Al-Avatola, and maybe the greatest Chiddush is the Maram Shik, Tshuvas Maram Shik, the great disciple of the Chasam Sofer, Yoredei Siman Kuf Nun Hei, arguing that Hariga Zubar is similar to a Chotzi Shior of Lo Tirtzach. Chotzi Shion, well, an Uber is somewhat like Chotzi Yodom. Not exactly Chotzi, but somewhat similar to a Chotzi Shion. And Amin Chasar Shechumish Vayikro Sibin Yud Aleph, I wrote a great Arichus in the Sugya of Chotzi Shion, and I brought many different sources that we do find Chotzi Shior, not in quantity, but in quality, some kind of a qualitative Chotzi Shior. One of the sources I quoted is this interesting tshuva of the Maram Shik. So after quoting five different opinions that we find the Sifrei Achroinim, let me give you my feeling, and that is approach number six, which to me seems to be more reasonable and more valid than the above mentioned five, but that should be no surprise. Everybody thinks that his children are the sweetest, the most beautiful of all the others, so it is only natural that a Talmud Chacham feels that his ideas probably are the most appealing than all the others. I am totally subjective. Aval kach nera la'anius da'iti. I think the question, what is the essence of the Issa destroying the Ubar, comes together with two other questions. Because Din Ubar Bahalacha arises in different areas. It is not only when we're dealing with termination of a pregnancy, but primarily when we're dealing with Atzolus Ubar. Is there a mitzvah to save a pregnancy? Well, the Ran, in the last Perek of Masechet Yuma, Perek Ches Masechet Yuma, and we don't have Ran and Rosh only on the last Perek of Masechet Yuma for a very simple reason. The first seven program of this Masechet deal with Avoidus going to be Yom HaKippurim. therefore these halachas aren't negev as man as that. But Perek Yom HaKippurim, Perek Ches Masechet Yuma deals with the dinam of Yom Kippur. It's the Rachil Shtiyah Chamesh Sinurim, and this Perek is negev halacha l'maaseh. So the Ran at the very beginning of Masechet Yuma, which is the last Perek of Masechet Yuma, quotes from the Baal Halachos Gedolos that a person should be Mechalel Shabbos or eat and violate the Isser of Yom HaKippurim to save an Ubar. Even though the Mishnah Nehorah says that an Ubar is not an Efesh, but regarding Hilchos Shabbos, yes, we are to be Mechalel Shabbos or violate the Isser of Achila Vishtiyah of Yom HaKippurim to save an Ubar. And why is that? It is not because the Torah says V'chai Behem V'loi Shiyomos Behem. V'chai Behem is for people. A fetus is not an Efesh. However, Chalul Lo Shabbos Achas Kedei Shiyishma Shabbos Asar. So potential life is enough to justify Chilul Shabbos. Because the Gemara Darshan Zeh Yumid Af Pehei Chalor Rav Shabbos Achas Kedei Sheyishmor Shabbos Esav. That is the opinion that Ram quotes from Halachos Gedolos. That is also the opinion agreed upon by the Ramban in Sefer Toiras HaOdom. The Ramban brings that there were Rishonim that felt differently. There were Rishonim that were of the opinion that if Ubar is not a Nefesh, his salvation does not justify Chilul Shabbos. However, that is the opinion of the Ramban, the Halachos Gedolos, and the Ran, and Sofik Nefoshes Lekula, and therefore that is accepted ruling, Halacha Lamaisa, that we are to be Mechalel Shabbos, to salvage and to save Ubar. Ula Amius Daiti, this is the source of the Isser to destroy Ubar. Because it is totally unreasonable, even impossible, that there would be a heter to be Mechalel Shabbos to save someone that we may destroy. That is a tar to the sati. How would it be possible you are allowed to destroy a ubar and bo ba'ez, you are allowed to be Mechalel Shabbos to save a ubar? It is totally unacceptable to assume that there is a heter to be Mechalel Shabbos to do something we are not obliged to do. How would there be justification to be Mechalel Shabbos to do something that we are not mechuyev to do? Only a mitzvah, and an extremely important mitzvah, could justify Chilul Shabbos. So if there is a mitzvah to save Ubar, there must be an isur to destroy a Ubar. So what is the source and what is the reasoning? How do we know there's an Isser to destroy a Ubar? Because a Ubar is a potential life. And if the Torah says, Chalal Olav Shabbos Achas Kedei Sheyoshmas Brosas Arba, and this includes life in potentia, potential life is enough to justify Chilul Shabbos, it is from here that we know that one cannot destroy the fetus. If it would be permissible to destroy one, how would it be permissible to be Mechalel Shabbos to save one? So this same Sevora is the source to both sides of the same coin, to both these halachas. From this Sevora, Chalal Olav Shabbos Achas Kedei Sheyishma Shabbos Asarba, we know that there's a mitzvah la'atzeres ubar. It is not only a mitzvah to salvage a fetus, it is a tremendous mitzvah which justifies Chilul Shabbos, and therefore it is an isser to do anything to the contrary. So these three halachas have the same origin and the same essence. A mitzvah la'atzil ubar, ha'eter l'chal Shabbos kedei la'atzil ubar, va'isur La'arog Ubar, these three halachas come from the same source and they have the same rationale. Chalul of Shabbos Achas Kedei Sheyishma Shabbos Asarba. Well, the Gemara says In Yom Pehei, Lekulis Leperecha Lebar Midishmur. And when the Gemara seeks and looks for a source, how do we know that Chilul Shabbos is justified for Pikuach Nefesh? So Reb Shimon ben Menasya Oimo, Bishamru b'nei Yisrael es Shabbos, Lazo es Shabbos, Chalul Shabbos Achas Kedei Sheyishmor Shabbos es Harba. But the Gemara, in the conclusion of the Sugya, says no. The most basic and important and central source is the drosha of Shmuel. V'chai b'hem, v'loi shiyonos b'hem. So what is the percha for Reb Shimon ben Menasya's taina? Chalul Reb Shabbos achas kedei sheyish meshavos asar. But the Gemara says, Ashkechen vadai, sofek menoron. How do we know that sofek pikuach nefesh justifies Chilul Shabbos? V'chai b'hem, v'loi shiyonos b'hem. But the Rambam and the Rif also bring the drosha of Chalul Olav Shabbos Achas Kadei Sheyish Meshavos Asar. And therefore, it should be no wonder that according to the halachas Gedolos and the Ramban, there are halachas that we would not know from V'chai b'hem v'loi shiyonos b'hem. From V'chai b'hem v'loi shiyonos b'hem, we cannot know that saving Eubar justifies Chilul Shabbos. Because V'chai b'hem, Lenefashot nitnu, lechayim nitnu. A ubar would not be considered a person, a nefesh. So the din of atzoras ubar and the heter to be mechal Shabbos latzilat a ubar, we learn from chalel olav Shabbos achas kedei sheyish meshavos asar. Potentially, he is a nefesh. Someday, he will be. And someday, this little being will be Shoyme Shabbos Harba, and that would justify Chilul Shabbos. Mitzad the drosha Chalul of Shabbos Achas Kedei Sheyish Meshavos Harba. And that is why it is accepted ruling Halacha Lamaisa that we're Mechal Shabbos to say Rova. And this is a shaila which is very common. So when the mother's life is not in jeopardy, but the life of this fetus might be in jeopardy, we permit being Mechal Shabbos, driving to the hospital and to seeing whatever we can do, or we would give a heter to eat and drink in Yom Kippur if the pregnancy is in jeopardy. But this is a big shaila. Because the Gemara says, why is the drosha of Shmuel b'chai ben b'loi shiyonos ben preferable to the svara of Reb Shimon ben Menasya chalel olav Shabbos achas kedei sheyish meshavos asar? So the Gemara says from chalel olav Shabbos achas we would only know vadai. We wouldn't know that sofek pikuach nefesh justifies chilul Shabbos, and that is why we need b'chai ben b'loi shiyonos ben. So what's the hetu to be mechal Shabbos on sofek atzolos ha'ubar? Do we know for certain that driving to the hospital will save the fetus? Could we be totally confident that the mother eats and drinks on Yom Kippur, the baby will be saved? So how do we know that Sofek HaTzolos sort of justifies Chilul Shabbos? So I didn't see any of present-day Gedolim giving a reasonable response to this question. But Halacha L'maaseh, this is a psach we give on a very common basis. Being Mechal Shabbos, driving to the hospital, or eating and drinking Yom Kippur, if the pregnancy might be in jeopardy, and it is only a sofek atzola, sofek sakon on one hand, sofek atzola on the other hand, and nevertheless we are matir chilul Shabbos, and chilul v'shtiyah v'yom kippur. So the Shulchan Aruch Harav deals with this question in Semen Shin Chokes and Halacha Shabbos, and he comes up with an answer which in my opinion is not very convincing, and he says, so after we know from the Svora Chalul of Shabbos Achas Kedei Sheyish Meshavos Asarba that a Uber is Bechlau, then a Uber fits into the other category of a Chai Ben To me, this seems unreasonable. Because the overriding source and factor is the Mishnah and Aharos. Obed is not the Nefesh. So why would he fit into the category of Chai Ben Veloy Shiyomis Ben? It is more reasonable to say, no. He only fits into Chalel Olav Shabbos Achas Kadesh Shiyish Mishavos Azarva. He's not a Nefesh. For the time being, he's not a human being, but Chil Shabbos is justified because potentially, this is someone that ultimately will be Shoymish of Osasarba, and he will blossom into a full life and a full human being. So, if the entire source is Chalul Shabbos Achas Kadesh Yishmish of Osasarba, the Gemara says, Einza Elevadai Veloy Sofei. So, Let me share with you an interesting discovery. It's only a discovery. Yerushalmi Yomed Af Mem Aleph. The Loshna of the Yerushalmi is Menayim Shesofik Pikuach Nefesh Doiches Hashabbos Shenemar Veshomru Bnei Yisrael Es Hashabbos Las Hashabbos Chalel Ol Hashabbos Achas Kedei Shiyish Mushavos Hashabbos. And once again, the Loshna of the Yerushalmi is Menayim. Though this principle is a steer between Bavli and Yerushalmi. It is true. In the Bavli, the Gemara says, Ashkechen Vadai Sofik Menolam, Shanam Abachai Behem Voloshiyom Esben. So it is clear in the Bavli that Sofik Hatzola Sofik Pikuach Nefesh, we cannot know from Chalel Olav Shabbos Achas. But Yerushalmi clearly says differently. And a yomid up from out of the Loshna of Yerushalmi is Menayim Shesofet Pekuach Nefesh Doiches Hashabbos. And the Yerushalmi proves this halach of Sofet Pekuach Nefesh Hashabbos from Chalel Olav Shabbos Achas Kedei Shiyish Mishavos Harav. So this is still about me, Yerushalmi. And according to the basic principle of Sofet Pekuach Nefesh Lakola, I think we rely on the Yerushalmi Keneged Abavli Lahokel Sofet Hatzola, even of a Nubar. But we cannot learn from B'chai Behem, only from the drosha of Chalel Olav Shabbos Achas, Kedei Shiyishmor Shabbos Ois
Ha. Coming back. Time limit of an Uber. How much does the Uber have to be? How many months already?
One day.
One day?
Yes. As soon as we can define a fetus as a fetus, the rule applies. Chalel Olav Shabbos Achas Kedei Shiyishma Shabbos Azar. But not as long as he's still in a Petri dish. I don't want to go into details, but that would not justify Chalel Shabbos Be'amalot HaDiuraisa. I did paskin being going on a shus and an issa d'rabbanan would be justified. Even as long as the Ovid is still in addition, that is the IVF procedure, but not Chilul Shabbos Be'amalocha Diuraisa. Going back to the basic question, what is the source of Harigas Ubar? And we brought five different approaches from the Achronim, and my basic understanding that these three halachas are different sides of the same coin. So if the Torah is matir chilul Shabbos to salvage an uva, it must be a mitzvah. And if the mitzvah to save an uva, then goes without saying there's an issur to destroy uva. It is impossible that there would be a heter to be machal Shabbos for something that we really are not obliged to do. If there's no chiyuv to save an uva, how would it be derech Shabbos? And if there's a chiyuv to save an uva, then it goes without saying that there would be an issur to destroy an uva. Which brings us to the basic sugya and eruv and of zayin, in which we learn that there is an issur to save an uva. And the Gemara deals with the situation in which a pregnant woman passed away on Shabbos. And the Gemara says, we will bring the needed medical instruments through the shusarabim and be mechalal Shabbos to save that uba. And this seems to be a basic source proving the opinion of the Halachos Gedolos that one could be Mechal Shabbos to save a Uber. So why do we quote the Halachos Gedolos? And how could that be a Machlokes and Rishonim if it's a Gemara Mefureshes? Because the Gemara deals with Hayosheves Ala Mashver. And Tosfos and Nidav of Mem Daled Amid Beis differentiates maybe Hayosheves Ala Mashver, and she is already in the process of a Leida, maybe that would be different. And in that stage, the fetus would have a din of any other human being. And in that stage, he might be a nefesh. And in that stage, according to some Rishonim, and one of the two Tirutzim in Tosfos and Nida, maybe in that stage, we would no longer say Mechavchim Esaplad Eivorim Eivorim, but that is a big discussion in the Divrei HaPoskim. Coming back to our basic sugya, so Pari decreed that the Mialdus Uivios should destroy those babies. And according to some Achroinim, Pari relied on the fact that those children weren't born yet. So we do not know exactly what stage the pasuk refers to, Ure Isem Alo Avnayim Embeinu Vahamita Noisoi Vembasi Vachoi. Is that Yotzeroish, or is it before Yotzeroish? This is something which isn't defined in the pasuk or in Divrei Chazal, but the basic halachas, as I made clear, are the ones we discussed. And I quoted at the outset of this shiur three different tesis in Sanhedrin Nun Tes and Chulin Amet Gimel. These two sources, Tosfos says, even though Bnei Yisrael ain neherogen ala uberin, it is only bedin ben noyach shenerogen ala uberin. It still would be defined as an issa d'uraisa to destroy uber. However, in Nidanaf Memdalet, Tosfos maintains that there would be no issa to destroy uber. And Tosfos asks the question, so how would Chilul Shabbos be justified, as we learn in Erech and Daf Zayin? So one Teretz in Tosfos is Chilul Shabbos wouldn't be justified, only be a Shabbos al Mashbel, but not at any earlier stage. The other Teretz in Tosfos is, on one hand, there is no issa to destroy Uber, but on the other hand, salvaging Uber still would justify Chilul Shabbos. How could that be? How could that be? And therefore, to me, it is clear, as the Moshe argues in his Jewish, that even though Tosfos says mutar la'arog isuivot, ein kavonas a Tosfos leheter ela shupotu. I'm aware that it's a doichek, but sometimes we have no other choice. Tosfos quotes the Mishnah in Ohalas. And maybe that is why Tosfos says mutar la'arog isuivot. But probably the kavon of Tosfos is there is no chiyuv, there is no mises based in. Not that it's mutar l'chatchila, but rather potur aval asur. And it is more reasonable to say that the Tosfos in Nida agrees with Tosfos to other sources in Shas. Because it would be very strange and very difficult to explain that Chilul Shabbos would be justified to achieve a goal which there is no mitzvah to achieve. And how is it possible that one may destroy a Uber and salvaging that same Uber would permit Chilul Shabbos? However, there might be a Tosfos dealing with a totally different shaila, but proving the same point. The Gemara tells the story of one of the great Amirim who met Eliyahu Hanavi, and Eliyahu was in a base of Kamoris, and he asked Eliyahu, aren't you a Koyen? Mal Koyen be base of Kamoris. That is the story of Bo Metzia Kufiud Alad Amid Beis. And Tosfos on the spot argues, so how did Eliyahu be Mechaya Mason for the Ben Hatzorchus, as we learn the Divrei HaNovi? And the story in the Novi is told that he bent over and he put his body on top of the body of that dead child until he resuscitated him and brought him back to life. So if Eliyahu is a Kohen, so how is he metame lemeis? And Tosfos answers, batua hayashi yechayehu. He was confident that he will succeed to do tchiyas ameisim. Vepikuach nefesh doche kol ha-toyre kolo. Why does Tosfos stress batua hayashi yechayehu? And if he wouldn't be confident, if it would be a suffix, suffix b'koach nefesh, so still doche Shabbos. So, my understanding is this. Just a few minutes ago, I quoted the Gemara Neumann of Pehei. Ashkech in Vadai, suffix menorah. Suffix b'koach nefesh is not doche Shabbos if we must base our ruling on Chalul of Shabbos Achas Kedei Sheish Meshavos Asar. It is only from B'chai Ben V'loishi Yomis Ben, but we know that Sufik B'kuach Nefesh Doichas is Shabbos. Would the din of B'chai Ben V'loishi Yomis Ben apply to Tchiyas HaMeisim? I don't think so. Do we have a chiyuv to bring the dead back to life? I don't think so. I have a very simple raya. If there would be a chiyuv to perform Tchiyas HaMeisim, then all the tzaddik ador wouldn't be sitting home. They should be traveling from one Beis HaChaim to the other and bringing them all back from the dead. And the fact that they're not doing that means that there's no chiyuv to be Mechaya Mason. No. V'chai behem, l'chayim nitnu, v'lo l'mason. So how does Tosfos say that the Eliyahu had a heter to be metame l'mason, to maskoyenim, to bring the person back from the dead? That must be based on Chalor of Shabbos Achas Kedei Sheish Meshavos Asar, but can't be based on B'chai Ben. So the Gemara says Chalor of Shabbos Achas Kedei Sheish Meshavos Asar is only Bevadeh V'lo Besufik, and that is why Tosfos says Batuach Hayashi Yechayehu, and therefore Pikuach Nefesh Lo Yechatum Eskoyamim. But according to the Yerushalmi, Tosfos had no need to say Batuach Hayashi Yechayehu. So this Tosfos is based on the Maskon of the Bavli and Yume Peyei, and not on the Yerushalmi Yume Memalek, which I said justifies Chilul Shabbos on Sofek Hatzora Sa'ubar, as I made clear before. And this brings us back to the same question. If there is no mitzvah to perform Tchiyas HaMeisim, how would it justify Tumas Koyan? How could any given act or deed justify an Issa D'Oraisa if it is something we are not obliged to do? And therefore my feeling is this, and I think it's a very basic point, even though we're dealing with nuances. Tchiyas HaMeisim is a mitzvah. It's not in the Tariyag Mitzvahs. It is not learned from V'chai ben v'lo shiyomis ben, and not even from Chalalur of Shabbos Achas Kedei Sheish Meshavos Asar. It is a personal mitzvah, because the entire concept of Tchiyas HaMeisim is personal. So I ask jokingly, so why don't the Tzaddik Ador just commute from one basic class to another to bring them all back? No, I don't think it is within their power. It is only when a tzaddik yisoid olam has a ha'ora milamalo, by divine inspiration and by ruach hakodesh, that he knows that this is something which HaKodesh Baruch Hu wants right here and now. Bringing the deceased back to life is not something that HaKodesh Baruch Hu gave any tzaddik a carte blanche. There is no such thing. It is only when his asoge beruach hakodesh minah ba'oisoi, that he has the koyach And we do find Tchias HaMeisim in various different sources in Shas. In Megillah Dav Zayin, Kam Rabbi Vishakter Rav Zeir, and he brought him back from the dead. In Ksuvas Dav Samach Beis, when Rav Hanani ben Chakinui, after 12 years in Yeshiva, comes home, and his wife is so moved that Poch Nishmaso, and he stands with Tfilah before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he says, Ani Yazu, Zuskara, that she deserved it, and he brings her back from the dead. So we do find different sources and stories in Chazal, in which Gedolei HaTanuim and Gedolei HaMeiron performed Tchias HaMeisim. But nobody has an open ticket and an open card. It is only when those great tzaddikim understood Beruach Kodshem, Shashok Sheir Olakach, that they had the ability to perform Tchias HaMeisim. And in those special circumstances, it is a chiyuv, and not only a permit. So Tchias HaMeisim, when possible, is an obligation. And Eliyahu HaNavi knew Beruach Kodshoi veBeruach HaNevua Shafiahu B'Kirboi, that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects him to do with the Ben Tzorfes Kedei L'Kaddish Shem Shemayim. And therefore, it is no wonder that Tosfos says that Eliyahu HaNavi had a heter of Tumas Koyanim to bring that boy back to the living, even though he exposed himself to Tumas Koyanim before he performed Tchias HaMeisim. So I once again state my basic opinion. It is impossible that there is a heter to be Yoyver of Anisidi Uraisa Mishun Pikuach Nefesh, unless that Pikuach Nefesh is mandatory and obligatory. If it is not something we are mechuyev to do, it cannot justify Chilul Shabbos. And because Chilul Shabbos is justified, that's also Ubar, this is the source. Yes, mitzvah v'atzor se'ubar, and this is the source. Sheyesh isur v'hariga se'ubar. And these three halachos are basically three sides, not two sides, but three sides of the same coin. So some coin have more than two sides. That is one of the chiddushim we have in our shiur today. So as I said at the beginning of today's shiur, in this week's parsha, we start a new Chumash. Chumash Bereishis is defined by the Ramban as Sifra and Shalalois. Chumash Shemois is defined by the Ramban as Sefer HaGolos VaHaGeulo. The beginning of this Chumash dealing with Golos Mitzrayim and the terrible pain and suffering that our people knew in Golos Mitzrayim and their ultimate and unbelievable and glorious salvation and Geula. And in this week's parasha, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends Moshe to begin the process of Geula, Jewish children, my people will ask me, who is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What is his name? What shall I say? Vayomer Elokim al Moshe, Eya asher Eya vayomer koi toima le bnei Yisrael Eya shluchani eleichem. This is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we find nowhere else in Tanakh, nowhere else in the entirety of Torah, Neviim, Miksuvim, and this is a wonder. All other Shemos She'enam Nimchokim are found many times in Tanakh. But this is one Shem, She'enam Nimchal, which is found nowhere else. It is only in this Pasuk. So what is the interpretation of the Shem Eke Asher? Rashi's pshat is Eya imoim begolazu kishem she'eya imoim golios acheros. I will be with them in this goddess as I shall be with them in other golios. And Rashi brings that Moshe was taken aback. And Moshe says, they are in enough pain and suffering right here and now, so why Why tell them that there is far more to come? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Moshe, you're right. Don't say Eka Asher Eka. Just tell them Eka Shulchani Elechem. So Rashi's interpretation is an interpretation of Pshat. I will be with them in this Golus, as I will be with them in other Golus. The Rabban brings three different Pirushim. One of them, similar to Rashi. But the Rabban stresses, according to this Pshat, Moshe asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu, give me your name. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu did not give him his name. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Lama Zetisha Rishmi? Why would they need to know my name? There is no need to know my name. Just tell them, I will be with them, Bitzarasa. I will be with them, and I will fulfill their prayers, and I will answer their prayers, and they will be saved and salvaged from Golas Mitzrayim. They have no need to know my name. That is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. According to this pshat, Eyesh Lochani Alechem is not one of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's names. So this pshat is not Lafi Alocha, because the Rambam does bring this shame as one of the shemes she'enam nimchoki. An additional pshat we find in the Ramban is Eyeh Asher Eyeh indicates Mida Keneged Mida. And to the extent that you are Dovek and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my Hashgacha will be bestowed upon you. That is the other pshat. In the name of Rabbeinu Sadia Gaon, the Ramban quotes that this Shem indicates, Ani Rishon v'Ani Acharon u'mibalodai Ein Elohim. There is no one else, and there is no other force, and there is no other koyach in the world. Ein oid melvadoi. And that is the essence of this shame, according to Rabbeinu Sadigur, quoted by the Ramban. And the Ramban also quotes, briefly, the Moreh Nevuchim. And the Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim explains, I shall be, for I shall be. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only being that exists because he must exist. Because if not for his existence, nothing would exist. And that is the first principle that Rambam explains in the very first Aruch and Ruchas Yisrael Da'atayim. Yesha Motsu Rishon. Bekorah Nimtsoim, Bishumayim of Oretz Umasha B'neim, Einam Nimtsayim, Elo Me'amitas Yimatz'o. That is the Rambam's formulation, the beginning of Yisrael Da'atayim. And that is what the Rambam explains in the essence of the Shem. I shall be, for I must be. And that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megala Moshe Rabbeinu. They have nothing to fear, because I am with them. And besides me, there is nothing. There is nothing in the world. There is no other koyach, there is no other force in the world. And therefore, tell B'nai Yisrael, they had nothing to fear. I will be with them. These are the various pirushim that we find in Ramban, Rashi, and Rabbeinu Sadia Gaon in explaining this unique shame that is nowhere else to be found. Perashat Rashbam on the Torah is fascinating. And the Rashbam writes, I will tell you something in concealment, Beloshen Adabash, Ein Megala Neder Itzmui. But everybody could take out a pencil and a piece of paper and work out Adabash. So I'm not Megala any special soilus. The Rashbam explains that Shem Eke is actually Shem Havaya. It is the same. And the Rashbam indicates to one of the soilus that the Ari was Megala, Yudke. Vavke, the Yosef Lover will be Yudke, Yudke, and it is essentially the word Yiye. And Eke is essentially the word Eheye. So the Rishbam explains, when we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, who? Yiye. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu refers to himself, he says, Ani Eheyeh. Nowhere else in Tanakh was a Kodesh Baruch Hu asked to say his name. In all other sources in Tanakh, it is we that say a Kodesh Baruch Hu's name. It is people, great ones and small ones, but it is always others saying a Kodesh Baruch Hu's name. And therefore that is Shem Havaya. Only once in Tanakh that a person dare to ask a Kodesh Baruch Hu, what is your name? And it is only once in Tanakh that a Kodesh Baruch Hu actually is hoged his own shame. And he says, Eheye. Where we say Yihye, he says, Eheye. But it's essentially and basically the same name. And therefore, it is only in this pasuk that we find the Shem Eker. Because only once since creation did a Kodesh Baruch Hu tell a human being what Shem Shemaim is, what is his name. So according to the Rashbam, Shem Havaya, which is the Iker Shem of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, is the same as Shem Eker. And all we know about this shame is that Shem Havaya is the shame of Rachamim Gidol. All the other shames have somewhat of Midas Adim. Shem Havaya is the shame Shekula Rachamim. And that is the shame of Geula. That is the shame which HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu. This is what you should convey to the people. Eke Asher Eke. I will be with them and they have nothing to fear. So when Moshe Rabbeinu asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what should I tell them? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Eke Asher Eke, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes on and says, V'yoymer oi, Elokim al Moshe, Koisayim ner b'nei Yisrael, Hashem Elokai v'seichem, Elokai Avrom, Elokai Yitzchok, Elokai Yaakov, Shluchani Aleichem, Zeh Shmili Yoram, V'zeh Zichri L'dor V'dor, Lech bo saftu azikni yisrol viyomartu alayhem. Hashem Elokei v'seichem niru ilai. Elokai Avrom Yitzchok v'yankov leimor pokit pukadet yeschem v'sasui luchem v'mitzray. These two psukim are very similar. But they do have a very stark difference. Posuk tesvav. V'yoyim eloi delokim al Moshe koisoyim ala b'nei Yisrael Hashem Elokei v'seichem. Elokai Avram, Elokai Yitzchok, ve'elokai Yaakov shluchani alechem. Kodesh Baruch Hu miyachad shemoy al Avram lechud, al Yitzchok lechud, v'yaakov lechud. Hashem Elokai v'sechem, Elokai Avram, Elokai Yitzchok, ve'elokai Yaakov shluchani alechem zesh miliyoyim zesh v'edoy v'edoy. And then a Kodesh Baruch Hu goes on a posuk to Zion, lech bo saftu azikmi Yisrael v'yam artu aleyem, Hashem Elokei v'seichem niru elai. And this time around the Pasuk says, Elokai Avrom Yitzchok v'Yaakov. Not Elokai Avrom, Elokai Yitzchok v'Elokai Yaakov, but Elokai Avrom Yitzchok v'Yaakov. Leimar, pokit pekadet yeschem esasu yilchem v'Mitzrayim. So many years ago, I said an idea. And since pointed out to me that various Svarim already proposed this idea about Tzchog HaVolai from many years ago. In Bava Metzia Pei Hei, the Gemara tells a story. And Eliyahu HaNavi used to come every day to learn in the yeshiva of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. It once transpired on Rosh Chodesh, and Eliyahu didn't show up. When he comes to yeshiva tomorrow, Rebbe obviously was estranged from yeshiva. He asked Eliyahu, where were you yesterday? You didn't come to yeshiva. No Rosh Hashiva today would dare ask an El Terebucha, where were you yesterday? If he would, that Bucha wouldn't talk to him, ever. But Rebbe was a different type of Rosh Hashiva. And Rebbe asked Eliyahu, why did and Eliyahu reveals a secret to Rabbeinu HaKadosh. I have a job to do every morning. I wake up Avraham Avinu, I wash his hands, and he davens. And when he's through davening, I put him back to sleep. And I wake up Yitzchak, and I wash wash his hands and he doubts. And when he's through, I lay him down again and I do the same with Yan. How long did that take? So Elio says, well, it was a Shoydish. How Musa? How long did that take? So it took most of the day. So Rebbe asked Elio, so why didn't you wake them all up, the three of them together? You would save time and at least arrive to say the Sheni, you know, something like that. Rebbe asked Elio, and Elio says, no. When the Oves and Doishim, Avrom, Yitzchak, Yaakov would daven together, Yovoi HaGoyel, that is when Mashiach will come. And time is not here. The time is not right. But Dayan Loegi Azman, and therefore I have no permission to do so. For the time being, I could only wake up Avrom, Avrom davens, and then Yitzchak, then Yaakov. When the three will daven together, Moshiach will come. Ba'adayin lo higia hazman. That is the secret that Yehoi tells them. These two psukim refer to two different goddess. Posek tezayin refers to goddess Mitzrayim. Poket pokadet yeskem es asui lechem be Mitzrayim. Posek tezavav refers to the gula asi lezesh mi liyaylam vezeh zichri ledoya doya. Libi yaymali. Posek Tazayin, and Geulas Mitzrayim, the three of them davened together. And therefore the Posek says, Hashem Elokei Avisechem Nidu Elai, Elokei Avrom Yitzchak V'Yankov together, Leimar Puket Bekalat Yeschem Esos Elechem B'Mitzrayim. However, in Posek Tazvav, the Posek says, Hashem Elokei Avisechem Shluchani Elechem, Elokei Avrom L'chud, Elokei Yitzchak L'chud, Elokei Yitzchak Yankov L'chud, Zeh Shmili Yoylom, Vezeh Zichri, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, please convey this message to Bnei Yisrael. Golas Mitzrayim is already munich, Geulas Mitzrayim is munach bekotze. And Geulas Mitzrayim, the three of us stood between together. So they have nothing to fear. Hashem Elokei Avisechem Shulchan Yalechem. I don't know where Elio Hanavi learns today. I don't think I saw him in my coil. Who knows, maybe. I'm not aware that I ever saw him in my coil. But he probably learns somewhere. And let us hope that this coming Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh Ratabo Aleinu L'Toivo, he will make it to Yeshiva. Let's hope. Let's hope that he will have Rishus to stand them all together in Tfilah, Avraham Yitzchak V'Yankov, and it is then that we will be Zoicher, Poket Pokadet Yeshem, it is then that we will be Zoicher to the Geula Asida, to Tikkun Olam, the Malchus Shachai, to be as Goyel Tzedek, and Binyan Beis Hamikdash, B'meir